We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. Yesterday, the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago sued the Trump administration after receiving news that 300 members of the Illinois National Guard would be federalized and sent to Chicago, despite the objections of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. This deployment comes after federal immigration and customs enforcement activity has increased rapidly within the state. Later that same day, federal judge April Perry declined an immediate block of the Trump administration's deployment plans while strongly suggesting that they wait until the newly scheduled hearing on Thursday, October 9th. Neither Perry nor any Department of Justice lawyers had fully read through the state's legal findings, resulting in Perry's decision to postpone her official ruling. In entertainment, Taylor Swift's newest album is already making waves across the country, and fans at the university are giving it their full attention. The record, titled The Life of a Showgirl, features a mix of emotional ballads and high-energy tracks that showcase Swift's evolving sound. WPGU News correspondent Kennedy Caldwell spoke with the president of the university's Taylor Swift Society, Irvy Chobel, to hear what she thinks of the new record.
I really liked Fate of Ophelia. That's the title track. Or not the title track, it's the first song. I do really like that song, but I feel like the rest of the album doesn't match the energy that that song has. But I love that one.
Swift's music has long been a soundtrack for college students, and at Illinois, that connection runs deep. Whether it's through listening parties or late-night lyric debates, the Taylor Swift Society continues to prove that her music unites fans across campus. Next up on local events, the Literary in downtown Champaign will host a free screening of Band Together, an award-winning documentary that explores the horrors of censorship. The event begins at 6 p.m. later today and is a part of the Literary Book Bar's Band Book Week programming, which also includes a drag show and book bundle sales. The screening is free and open to the public, and seating is first come, first served. For more information, visit literarybookbar.com. On tomorrow's list, the McKinley Health Center continues Illini Wellness Week with a special themed Lunch Bingo Wednesday. The event will take place from 12 to 1 p.m. tomorrow in the Illini Union Underground and offers a fun-filled way to learn about how you can improve your well-being. The event is free and offers the chance to enjoy some bingo, grab some lunch from the Illini Union restaurants, and maybe even win a few prizes. For more information on Wellness Week and its upcoming events, please visit mckinley.illinois.edu. Also tomorrow, the Scratching Post Cat Cafe will begin their October movie night programming with a screening of the original 1929 horror classic Nosferatu. Enjoy the show in their cat lounge, surrounded by 20-plus adoptable cats. Ticket purchases include a hot chocolate or chai and a bag of Kelly's Killer Popcorn in a flavor of your choice. The event will begin at 8:30 p.m. and tickets are $35. The next movie screening will be held Thursday, October 23rd. The movie shown will be George A. Romero's 1968 film, Night of the Living Dead. For ticketing and more information about the Cat Cafe's events, visit scratchingpostcu.com/events. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sophie Van Sagge, Kennedy Caldwell, Grace Avila, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.